Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, you may already know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. Five of them, called the proper, are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and five others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 15th century Franco-Flemish composer Johannes Ockeghem. And will also enjoy all five parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Johannes Ockeghem's Missa au Travail Suisse. The text, which is based on a madrigal by Ockeghem, is entirely secular. I am struggling, though few would believe it. Anyone who wants can see it, and it is because I can no longer see my mistress, as others may do. This makes Ockeghem's composition what we call a parody Mass, because it's based on pre-existing music. We'll start today with the first music of the Mass, the introit. Today's text is Ego Clamavi, from Psalm 16. I have called out because you answer me, O God. This will be sung for us in Gregorian chant by chant scholar Merrick Klein.
Ego Clamavi, quoni. Exaudis dimeus in clinaurem tuam et exaudi verba. Oh.
was today's introit, Ego Clamavi, sung in Gregorian chant. And now, before we continue with Ockeghem's Mass, I'd like to insert one of three motets today, entitled Pater Noster, Our Father. The composer of this first one is the German organist of the late Renaissance and early Baroque eras, Hans Leo Hassler. And the singers are the Chorwerk Ruhr and Capella de la Torre from Germany. We've heard Hans Leo Hassler's version of the Pater Noster, performed by a group from Germany. And again, before we start on Johannes Ockeghem's Mass Ordinary, I'd like to play the secular piece, also by Ockeghem, on which it is based, Au Travail Suisse. The performers are the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
That was the chanson Au Travail Suisse by Johannes Ockeghem, on which he based his Missa Au Travail Suisse, which is our Mass Ordinary for today. Now we'll hear the Kyrie and Gloria of that Mass, also performed by the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie and Gloria of the Missa au Travail Suisse by Johannes Ockeghem. Ockeghem was a Franco-Flemish composer of the 15th century and the most influential European composer in the period between Guillaume Dufay and Josquin des Prez. Now we shall return to our Mass proper for the gradual Salvum fac populum tuum, Save your people, O Lord, from Psalm 27. This is one of a number of graduals that the 19th century Austrian composer Anton Bruckner set to music. It's sung for us here by the choir of St. Bride's Church in London. Today's gradual in a motet arrangement by Anton Bruckner. Next in order of the sung Mass is the Alleluia, Lauda Anima Mea, Praise the Lord, O my soul. As luck would have it, one of the great composers of the High Renaissance, Orlando di Lasso, set this text as a motet. We'll hear it performed by the group I Fiamminghi, a Dutch group based in Tuscany.
Thank you.
That was the Alleluia proper of our Mass for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And now we've come to the spiritual midpoint of the Mass, the Nicene Creed. And we'll hear the Credo of Akagem's Missa au Travail Suisse, sung by the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
was a central bit of today's Mass Ordinary, the Credo, in a Mass Ordinary setting by Ockeghem. Now here's one more version, our second this hour, of the Pater Noster. This motet is by Jacques Archedault, a Franco-Flemish composer of the High Renaissance, principally known as a composer of secular vocal music. The singers are the Chœur de Chambre de Namur in France. We've heard the setting of the Our Father, or Pater Noster, by Jacques Archedault, a composer of the late 16th century. And now for the next part of the proper, the offertory, Midi Tabor, I shall meditate upon your commandments, which I greatly love. This text has been set by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, one of the greatest of the High Renaissance composers. The singers are the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. That was Palestrina's setting of our offertory for today, Meditabitur. We'll next continue our Mass Ordinary by Ockeghem with his Sanctus, the Holy, Holy, Holy.
Oh.
That was Akagame's beautiful setting of today's Sanctus in his Missa au Travail Suisse. Next up is the fifth and last part of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. But before that, I'd like to play a third motet entitled Paternoster, this one by the Flemish composer of the High Renaissance, Adrian Villert, who was mainly active in Italy and became one of the founders of what came to be called the Venetian School. The singers of Villert's motet are the group New York Polyphony.
Thank you.
was Adrian Villert's motet, Pater Noster. Now we may go on to our Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God, as set in Ockeghem's Missa au Travail Suisse. The singers are the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
was the Agnus Dei of our featured Mass for today, the Missa au Travail Suisse by Johannes Ockeghem. Now we'll close with one more motet by Mr. Ockeghem, a secular one called D'un Outre-mer, but one on which a number of Renaissance composers built sacred masses. The performers are Capilla Flamenca, a group from Belgium. That was Johannes Ockeghem's motet, D'un Outre-mer, and with it, we must bring an end to today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Ockeghem's Mass Ordinary. And I hope you'll tune in next week as we celebrate the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time and the Feasts of All Saints and All Souls with a lovely Requiem Mass by Johannes Ockeghem. You can listen again to this program, or to any of our programs in this series, and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose The Glory of the Mass 216. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant autumn weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.